On a Tuesday night, the Tuesday before we celebrate Thanksgiving, praise God. Amen. Well, glory to God. I have some things I want to share with you tonight. My plans are not to be too long, but I think this is very, very important. Amen. So let's pray, and we'll move on from there. Father, I thank you for this time that we have together. We've come together around your word. Thank you for your word. Your word is the lamp unto our feet and a light into our path. You left your word with us. Hallelujah. We thank you for that. Now, Father, I pray that everyone under the sound of my voice will have ears to hear, a heart to receive, having their lives changed because of your word. We give you glory for that, Father. We give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name, and everyone said,
amen,
amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I want to share with you for a little bit this evening. Because we're into the Thanksgiving holidays, I've deviated a little bit from the series that I've been on. But this is on my heart, so I want to share it with you. And my title, subject rather, tonight is the right attitude. The right attitude. Hallelujah. And you know, attitudes can be good or can be bad. But here's what's so beautiful. Matter of fact, it amazes me. You know, I've been walking with the Lord a long time, but I'm still amazed at how God's word have the answers we need in life. And it tells us what we should do and how we are to conduct ourselves. No wonder the Apostle James said that we must be doers of the Word of God and not hearers only. You hear me? We must be doers of his word and not hearers only. If we want results in life, we must follow the instructions. Amen. And the Word of God has a whole lot to say. I mean, it covers all areas of our lives. But it has a whole lot to say about our attitude, and especially, listen to this, and especially when it comes to thankfulness or being thankful. Or we can say it this way, grateful. There's something about being grateful, being thankful, that touches the heart of God. And it will cause things to change in our lives. Simply because we are obeying what the Word of God says. You know, we all know and we hear it often. The Word tells us, you know, for we walk by faith and not by sight. But going back to James again, he says, I show you my faith by my works. A person of faith, faith is a walk. We do what we do because we believe God's word. Or flipping it, some things we don't do simply because we believe what God says. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about, and we'll move on. Word of God tells us, I believe it's in Galatians, that whatsoever a man soweth, the same shall he reap. Can I tell you something? Those are faith words. I'm going to reap whatever it is that I'm sowing. Remember, I've told you this. That this life that we live is a life of seed time and harvest. But see, we got to understand that. Amen. We got to understand that. So let me go ahead and focus in here. So I want to share for a little few minutes with you concerning Thanksgiving and having an attitude of thankfulness regardless of what our circumstances may be at the moment, regardless of what's going on around us, regardless of what we have or don't have at the moment. You're still here. And I've heard this statement made. I don't know who it originated with, but I think it's true. Our attitude determines our altitude. Now, chew on that one a little bit. Our attitude determines how high we go. So, if we have a thankful attitude, a grateful attitude, if it was not important, why is it mentioned so many times in God's word. And we'll go through some of that. Did I tell you to turn to 2 Timothy? Okay. We go into the third chapter, and I want you to grab a hold of this. Let's just read, and then I'll make my point. In 2 Corinthians, the third chapter, 2 Timothy, thank y'all. Y'all so sweet, I love you. 2 Timothy, my mind going in two different directions right now, but amen. God bless you too. All right. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. But know this, that in the last days, that's where we are right now, perilous times will come. And notice it said perilous times. Hard to deal with. Let me read it to you from the New Living Translation. It says, you should know this, Timothy, that in the last days there will be very difficult times. Perilous times. Difficult times. Times that are hard to deal with. Okay? Stay with me. And then he proceeds here in the Word of God to tell us why that's the case. Look at verse 2. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, right here in 2 Corinthians, 3rd chapter, verse 2. That men, and this include women, will be ungrateful, unthankful. And it goes on in that verse to say unholy. And then he mentions several other things there. You can read it later. Let me read those two verses to you from New Living. You should know this, Timothy, that in the last days there will be difficult times. For people will love only themselves and their money. They will be boastful and proud, scoffing at God, disobedient to their parents, and ungrateful. They will consider nothing sacred. Being ungrateful and not thankful is the wrong attitude for us to have. You may not lack what you're having to deal with right now, but we are to deal with it with a grateful attitude. An attitude of thankfulness. You wake up in the morning, you might say, oh man, we don't have enough money to pay our bills, or this is not going right, or that's not going right. Well, first of all, this is what you should do first. Begin to thank God. Begin to bless God. Because the very fact that you woke up tells you you got something to be thankful for. Are you listening to me? The car may be broke, the refrigerator may be broke, but you still have something to be thankful for. We all do. And what we don't realize is having a thankful heart is an open door for things to change. Glory to God. Now, I know you're familiar with this, but I want us to go here in Luke chapter 17. Luke 17. God wants us to have a thankful heart. Now listen at this. I'll begin reading at verse 11. Luke 17, verse 11. He says, "Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' So when he saw them, he said to them, 'Go, show yourselves to the priests.'" And that's what the law required, okay? So he said, "Go, show yourself to the priest." And so it was that as they went, listen to this, as they went, they were what? Cleansed. As they went, they were cleansed. Now, how many of them were there? There were 10. Mm-hmm. Verse 15. "And one of them." How many were there? 10. "And one of them, when he saw that he was healed," now notice it says that they, as they went, they were cleansed. "And one of them, when he saw that he was healed," what did he do? "Returned and with a loud voice glorified God." He didn't whisper. "And fell down on his face at his feet." And what was he doing? He was doing what? Giving him thanks. And it points out something else. And he was a Samaritan. He wasn't a Jew. He was a Samaritan. Which tells me, lets me know, it doesn't matter who you are. You come to Jesus in faith, He will bless your life. Because he came to seek and to save the world. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But to as many as received him, gave he the power to become sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Are you still here? Now, let me read verse 16 again. and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, arise, go your way, your faith has made you well. Amen. When he saw that he was healed, he came back and gave Jesus thanks for what just happened to him. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. Thanksgiving, having a heart of gratefulness, heart of thankfulness, is very important to God. Remember, we read in the last days there would be perilous times, and one of the problems, that's not the only one, but one of the problems is a lack of gratefulness. We can get so caught up with the things of the world that we completely forget to thank God for his goodness. Kathy and I, we've been doing this for years. This is not the only time we do it, but we've been doing it for years. But, you know, if we get on the road, and I'm sure we ain't the only one doing it now, but we get on the road, you know, we'll pray and thank God ahead of time for a fruitful trip, for a safe trip, you know. Yeah. I mean, we thank him for many things, but I'm just pointing this particular one out. But we thank him for a safe trip, for his angels being encamped round about us. Amen. God is an all-knowing God, but we're very, very limited in what we know. So we put our trust in him. When we get back, we thank him again for a safe trip. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to keep a heart of thanksgiving. I'm here to serve God. I'm here to please him with my life and my ministry, the ministry he has given me. And it doesn't matter to me how high I go. Because right now, that's not my focus, to be a certain place, to be seen here, seen there, seen over there. My main focus is to do what he called me to do. But wherever he takes me, I've already made a commitment. I'm never going to forget where I came from and where he brought me from. I'd have to say, like the Apostle Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. I am what I am by the grace of God. We don't have time to get puffed up. Let's serve. I say, let's serve and be thankful to God for his goodness. I'm glad that we have a day in this country set aside that we give thanks. You hear me? I'm so glad that we do that here in America. But you know, as believers, we need to be thankful every day. Or we should be thankful every day. Hallelujah. You'd be surprised what a thankful heart will do for you. You'd be surprised the doors that will open to you simply because of your heart of thanksgiving and gratefulness. Hallelujah. First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. Put that on the screen for me, please. First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, give me verse 16. Verse 16 says, does that say rejoice sometimes?
Always.
Rejoice always. Now, remember what I told you at the beginning? The Word of God has the answer for everything we need in life. We just need to obey it and do what He tells us to do, and to do it the way He tells us to do it. Amen. So we see here, God has commanded us to rejoice always. Now that word always means in good times when things are not so hot. You know, you are rejoicing in God because you know who your God is and you know what His word promises you. So your circumstances does not dictate to you how you walk or how you live. Or how you conduct yourself. So rejoice always, verse 17. Pray without ceasing. Now see, folks, this is good instruction. Pray without ceasing. You should have, all of us should have a daily prayer life. In our native tongue and in the spirit. Glory to God. Just during the day, just praying in the spirit to God. And then you can, if you speak English, then you can pray in English as well. But we are told to pray without ceasing. But now 18, let's go back to 8, that's where we're going. Read verse 18 out loud, will you? On three. One, two, three.
In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
Notice that didn't say some things. It says in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. For you, or concerning you. Now, we're supposed to rightly divide the Word of God, right? So if we're supposed to rightly divide, if the Bible tells us to rightly divide the Word of God, then that means it can be wrongly divided. So that doesn't mean then if you're driving down the road and you have an accident, total your automobile, You wound up in the emergency room. That doesn't mean you lay there and say, Father, I thank you for that oak tree that I just wrapped my car around. Lord, I just think, because your word saying everything give thanks, for this is your will in Christ Jesus for me. So I thank you for this misery and the pain that I'm in right now. That's not what he's saying. That's not what he's saying. That's not what the word of God is saying. The word of God is saying in everything, not for everything, but in everything. Because sometimes we wound up in situations and circumstances in our life that are not comfortable. So what we're told to do is in those things, you give thanks to God. Number one, because he's God. And number two, because you are trusting his word to deliver you. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. So see, you can praise God. You can praise God in the valley just like you can on the mountaintop. You're not praising him for the valley, you're praising him through the valley. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. In other words, rather than crying and giving up and throwing in the towel and saying, I don't know what else to do, I'm quitting, Lord, I've had a little walk with you, but I can't handle anymore. I just gotta quit. I'm quitting. I'm going back to my old ways. No. We are to be praising God right on through it. Right on through it. I don't care where you are, what your situation or circumstance may be, we are to praise God right on through. How can you do that, Pastor? Because he promised us. He said, I'll never leave you and I will never forsake you. Wherever you are, I'm right there with you. So you just bless my name, just like Paul and Silas did in jail. They worshiped the Lord. That's how you get out of stuff. Because if you're going to gripe and complain right in the middle of it, that's not going to help. That's not going to help. But in everything, give thanks, for this is God's will in Christ Jesus. For us. Oh, hallelujah. Y'all still here? I want to read this to you from the New Living Translation, this verse 18. It says, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ. The Amplified Version, not the Amplified Classic, but the later version, says, in everything, no matter what the circumstances, be thankful and continually give thanks to God. For this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. So somebody answer me this. What is God's will for us? God's will for us is to give thanks, to always have a grateful heart. Always have a grateful heart. Glory to God. So remember, I'm getting ready to close, what I told you. In our walk of victory, thanksgiving is a very active ingredient. Hallelujah. And I want to leave you with this one. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So it doesn't matter where I am, he hadn't changed. He hadn't changed. He's still the same. And he will do what he said he would do. We lift our voices and our hands in thanksgiving to him. See, now I'm closing, but I want you to grab hold of this revelation. You remember, I tell you from time to time that every one of us have a purpose. God got us here for a reason. There's a plan for our lives. One of those purposes, and it's a very, very important purpose. And that, first of all, let me back up a minute. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit, aren't we? Amen. Huh? Amen. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. God's purpose, one of his purposes, one of his very important purpose, is for this temple in which he dwells to give him glory. Amen. And to praise his name. Can I tell you something? You have been created to praise him. There are other things that go along with it, but listen to me. You have been created to praise him. We've been created to bring glory to his name. What an honor. Think about that for a moment. What an honor. I was born into this earth. You were born into this earth to give praise and honor and thanksgiving to Almighty God. Because the Bible say if we don't praise him, that's how important. We have let me tell you something. We have a very important ministry. And let me tell you something. It doesn't end when we leave here. Oh, we're going to be blessing him throughout all eternity. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Why don't you stand to your feet and give him some praise right now? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Father, we thank you. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell him, say, I'm performing my ministry.